Helen, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Lovely to be here.
So Bitcoin, it's kind of one of the hot topics at the moment, definitely been floating around the zeitgeist. What's the go with Bitcoin?
Well, tax office is cracking down. If you've invested in cryptocurrencies and you've made gains and then you convert those gains into cash, you'll actually be hit with capital gains tax. So the tax office is cracking down. Some exchanges like CoinStop have to follow the AML and the AUSTRAC rules. So they'll give all your information over to the tax office. So there's no real way to get around it. The only, I guess, loophole is if you make a gain on cryptocurrency and you use that currency to buy personal use items, then you won't be hit with capital gains tax. So, I mean, if you're in this space, you're better off actually keeping your gains in the cryptocurrency and using that to purchase whatever you want to buy, rather than converting it to cash and then buying personal use items, because then you will be hit with capital gains.
And on, I guess, the personal front, personal expense claims, I don't fully understand these, to be honest, but I believe it's got something to do with Airbnb and Uber.
Yeah, so recently we have a surge in all of these online marketplaces where you can get odd jobs done, you can rent out a portion of your house if you're going away on holidays or even if you just have a spare bedroom or your couch in your lounge room. I've seen examples of that. And even if you're using your car for Uber, which I know a lot of students do on the weekends, they'll drive people around, and especially with Uber Eats now. So a lot of people think they can do these things and not include the revenue in their personal income tax. So the government is cracking down on that. So one of the advantages, I guess, is included in your tax, but you're also able to claim some deductions. So if you're using your car, you can have petrol, a portion of insurance, a portion of your registration. If you are renting out a space of your house, you can claim a portion of your utility bills as well as any other taxes or charges you have to pay, especially the platforms charge users a certain percentage. One important thing to note, it's not like pay-as-you-go tax where money is withheld from your income to pay your tax bill. So sometimes people are quite surprised that, oh, I actually have to pay the government tax at the end of the financial year, and I forgot to keep some money aside to do this. So just be aware of those things because the government is cracking down.
And so how is tax changing to, I guess, tackle the growth of overseas retail purchases?
Yeah, so the government's on top of this one. As at the 1st of July this year, I believe, any low-value goods purchased from overseas, you'll have to pay GST on them. So a low-value good is anything under the value of $1,000, but that doesn't include tobacco and alcohol. So there's a slightly different rules for those. So if you are purchasing these things and the supplier you're buying from makes over $75,000 in revenue from Australia, they will charge you GST and it should be quoted in the price. If they make under $75,000 in Australian revenue, they won't have to be registered for GST, and then you can get around the GST. So you won't actually be charged GST on those items. So it's quite interesting to see the government cracking down on the expansion of the online retail market, specifically, you know, a lot of goods are cheaper overseas.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for swinging by this morning.
You're welcome.